Organizations advocating for racial justice in the greater Philadelphia region report an uptick in donations since the start of protests against systemic racism. As WHYY's Hima Nakandi reports, experts in philanthropy are watching to see if donors will continue to back their beliefs with their wallets.
Caitlin Maffei, a white woman living in Atlantic County, says she always knew about systemic racism, but she was moved to join protests after she saw the video of George Floyd killed at the hands of police.
I'd rather be on the good side of history and, you know, be an ally to people versus kind of just sitting silent and not being able to help people spread words, protest, sign petitions, use resources.
Even though she's furloughed from her customer service job, Maffei signed up to give monthly contributions to Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, and the American Civil Liberties Union.
If you can donate, you know, even five or ten dollars a month, I think even that little amount in a large number still makes some sort of a difference to the organization.
She's not the only one thinking this way. The Philadelphia Bail Fund raised more than $2 million just in the first week of protests. On a smaller scale, the Philadelphia Lawyers for Social Equity, which helps people expunge their criminal records, got three-quarters of its annual donations in a matter of weeks, close to $75,000. Britt Montoro is a white trans person living in Bucks County and says giving helps them show solidarity with other marginalized people, while acknowledging that most people see them as white before seeing them as trans.
That's why straight white women or white trans people or white disabled people all have to put their money where their mouth is, because whatever axis of identity that exists is still after white.
Montoro prefers giving to grassroots organizations and GoFundMe campaigns so the money gets to Black communities faster. Early data suggests donations of up to $250 increased in the first 4 months of the year, even as major donors cut back on big gifts.
When the pandemic and the economic crisis first started, there was strong support to organizations that were at the front lines providing housing or shelter.
That's Laura McDonald, the vice chair of the Giving USA Foundation, which tracks charitable giving. She says anecdotally, that trend seems to be carrying over to the second quarter.
When we were awakened to this moment of racial reckoning, we have seen strong support for organizations that are fighting for social or economic justice.
McDonald is now looking at whether contributions will continue. Organizations typically retain just 20% of first-time donors. Still, Una Osili, the Associate Dean of Research at Indiana University's Lilly School of Philanthropy, says there are signs this time could be different because COVID-19 laid bare racial inequities in the months leading up to the protests.
Given the breadth and the scale of the movements that we're seeing, again, not just in the United States, but globally, I do believe that there is a sustained momentum around addressing these issues.
Donors Maffei and Montoro say keeping their wallets open long-term is part of their efforts to support Black Americans and break down racist systems in the country. Hima Nakandi, WHYY News.